There is no place I'd rather be than in His presence. Thank you for joining us today for our weekly devotional thought. And now our host, Essie Johnson.
Thank you for sharing the ministry of In His Presence Radio. Would you like to know more about Destination Education, In His Presence Radio, or other ministries of None Like Him Anywhere? Join our mailing list by contacting us at inhispresenceradio@outlook.com. That's inhispresenceradio@outlook.com. We would love to share with you what this ministry is doing. Again, that's inhispresenceradio@outlook.com. Welcome to In His Presence. Thank you for joining us today. Today, our scripture passage comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 14. And this is from the Living Bible. You seem so gullible. You believe whatever anyone tells you, even if he is preaching about another Jesus than the one we preach, or a different spirit than the Holy Spirit you received, or shows you a different way to be saved. You swallow it all. Unbelievable. Paul feels forced to defend himself against the lies of people who have not met him and only know him because they follow his work to destroy the fruit. Tongue in cheek, Paul calls them super apostles. But for our discussion, we will be a little less generous and refer to them as counterfeits and frauds. The simple question is, how can you tell a counterfeit or fraud from the real thing? Let's do a few tests. The first one is easy. How can you tell a real diamond from a fake? Get a glass and fill it with water. Doesn't matter what kind of water you're using. Drop the diamond into the glass of water, and this is without the ring, just the loose diamond itself. Due to the high density of diamond, when dropped into water, a real diamond will sink. If the diamond floats to the top or the middle of the glass, it may well be a fake. Put another way, density is the ratio between mass and volume, or mass per unit volume. It is a measure of how much stuff an object has in a unit volume. Simply, density is all about the stuff you're made of. Paul passes this test. He is clearly the real thing. Verse 22 and going through verse 29. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they Abraham's descendants? So am I. Are they servants of Christ? I'm out of my mind to talk like this. I am more. I have worked much harder, been in prison more frequently, been flogged more severely, and been exposed to death again and again. 5 times I received from the Jews the 40 lashes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was pelted with stones. 3 times I was shipwrecked. I spent a night and a day in the open sea. I have been constantly on the move. I have been in danger from rivers, in danger from bandits, in danger from my fellow Jews, in danger from Gentiles, in danger in the city, in danger in the country, in danger at sea, and in danger from false believers. I have labored and toiled and have often gone without sleep. I have known hunger and thirst and have often gone without food. I have been cold and naked. Besides everything else, I face daily the pressure of my concern for all the churches. Who is weak? And I do not feel weak. Who is led into sin? And I do not inwardly burn. I once laughed at my dogs as they worked with a food puzzle box. Move the box around and a pellet of food will drop out. My older dog soon figured out how it worked and just walked behind the younger dog, quickly snapping up the food while the other dog did the work. Frustrating for the younger dog. Funny for me to watch, but not funny when it comes to the salvation and lives of the saints at Corinth. The same technique was quite serious. Paul came, broke up the soil, introduced the people to Jesus. The super apostles would follow with their own enlightened teaching, seeking to take people to a higher level, which was really a lower level, and sought to lead the people away from the truth of the gospel that they had been taught. They were full of questions about Paul, criticisms about Paul. But none of these deeply spiritual individuals wanted to talk to Paul in person. They were all too busy trying to lead the people astray. Paul's message, according to some of his critics, lacked the flourish of a trained orator. But his words bore the weight of experience, the weight of suffering, the weight of commitment, and a love for Christ that would not be questioned. His life, for him, was a small risk to take for the opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, to share the words of life with others that they might come to know him. How tragic that after he gave so much to share this gospel, others followed to offer words of criticism and condemnation. Lightweights, who may have been able to present themselves as great and wise, but whose work fell short. The look was there, but when compared to the real thing, the super apostles fell far short. Still wondering if the diamond is real? Put it under a magnifying glass. While looking through the magnifying glass, look for faults. Mine diamonds usually have tiny natural imperfections, which indicate the diamond is real. Yes, there are absolutely flawless diamonds, and there may be flawless Christians. But most Christians, like most mine diamonds, have come through something, and their scars and tiny imperfections are just a reminder of where Christ brought them from and through. It is a testimony of their continuing need for Christ. Without him, they could easily slip back, fall back, and do those things they never want to do again. They are radiant and beautified with salvation, so much so that his people stand out in a crowd, even when they don't even mean to. Real versus counterfeit. The genuine article makes a difference. I would love to say that this chapter is all about a problem that Paul faced, but we don't have to be concerned with today. The reality is that there are always counterfeits and frauds. But God has given us the wisdom to know how to put it to the test. Are the teachings based on the Word of God? Are the people pointed towards Jesus and not a super prophet? Is Jesus, born of the Virgin Mary, walked this earth, died, and rose again on the third day, preached and taught? Listen to the Spirit of God as he speaks to your heart. You be the judge. As Paul pointed out, it's not oratorical mastery, but scriptural and life consistency that makes a difference. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for those who have labored in your vineyard, who preach your gospel. Lord God, who stand for you, no matter the circumstance or condition, we ask that you continue to surround them, lift them up, strengthen them, provide ways for them, O God, and encourage their hearts, that they may continue to stand for that which is right and just and holy. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a blessed and beautiful week, and join us again next time in his presence.
Please share your comments on this broadcast at inhispresence@nonelikehimanywhere.org.